this is so cool because I love being able to talk to people from around the world via applications like Zoom, which we're using right now. I can see your lovely face. But I'll be honest with you, I heard about Bonjoro probably about a year and a half ago from somebody who loves it, and I didn't do anything with it. And all of a sudden, you know, through friend of a friend connections or, you know, kind of serendipity, Casey Hill, one of your Bonjoroites, reached out to me and said, hey, would you like to talk to Matt? And I said, absolutely, because I want to learn more about it. But first, can you give us a little bit of an introduction to Matt? Tell us about your background and where you ended up now.
So whether you can tell or not, I'm actually British, but I've done maybe 11 years in Australia now. So I am a designer by trade. So I assumed I would be in the design industry, but I moved here and fell into tech maybe 8 years ago. Tried a couple of things, had a couple of failures, raised some money, lost some money, as you do. And then started playing around in tech more, coming from a design background. Everything we do is kind of design first led. I guess that's the attitude we take. So I'm not a coder. Outside of building tech, I surf, I hike. I live on the edge of the bush in Sydney. We run a remote team as well. So we've been working remote for quite a while anyway. So not the biggest disruption to my team to date. Otherwise, big fan of wildlife. It's been a fun year. Lots of bushfires, lots of storms and cyclones.
Yeah, longtime listeners of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast will recognize that a couple of my friends are Sydney-based as well. You know, Alex and Todd Austin of Fletch Digital and Kate Toon of the Kate Toon SEO Empire down there in Australia. And so we've talked about how Sydney's been ravaged by, or not Sydney, but the surroundings have been ravaged by the wildfires. And now we're all getting hit with COVID-19, which is making tools like the one that you're creating with Bonjoro even more important. And we'll definitely talk about that. But I want to talk about you, Matt, for a little bit, because you are the, from what I can see, the living embodiment of a concept that I have and other people have talked about as well, most notably Mark Schaefer, that the personal brand is the company brand. And in the case of Matt Barnett and Bonjoro, I think there's probably a Venn diagram where the circles overlap completely. And for those of you who are watching the live stream, I can illustrate that very quickly simply by showing you two photos. I asked Matt to send me some photographs that I might use for promoting the podcast, and he sent me two. One has him, you know, in a beautiful outdoor background. He's wearing what I believe down under, or in the UK, you'd call a jumper with a quarter zip neck or whatever. Here in the United States, we call it a sweater. You know, regular, great looking photo of a very kind of sporty outdoorsy guy. And then he also sent me this photo, which is of him wearing what my daughters inform me is a kigu or a kigumaru or whatever it is. It's like a hooded pajama thing for adults or adult sizing. And it's evidently a bear, and it prominently sports the Bonjoro typeset logo. So again, if you're watching the live stream, I just want to A, B these and say, here's A, here's Matt, the guy who could be selling car insurance or falafels. And then here's Matt, the guy who is clearly one in the same with his company. Why, Matt? Tell me, why did you send me a photo of you wearing an adult size pajama in the styling of a bear?
That's really our brand. Some people want to go for the less branded shot. But our brand is a bear. We have a characterization. If you like them, probably the closest thing is like a MailChimp. And we started off saying, look, we want this brand to be quite almost B2C, so kind of business to consumer in a B2B space. We're definitely a B2B company. The reason being that what we're promoting is all about transparency, getting on video, connecting with customers. So it's about dropping the walls of business, you know, being yourself, connecting with customers when you're in the kitchen, when you're out on the weekends, going beneath the facade of business. And so what we've decided was, if we go quite far on our brand and push into that space, our customers will come part of that journey with us. And what started as us, you know, kind of doing some characterization and fun has kind of escalated. So at the stage now that my official title is Papa Bear, all of the team, when they join the company, get to design their own custom bear onesies. So we have a company in the north of the UK, which is a bunch of old grannies in a warehouse that knit us our own onesies. We send out onesies to customers when they hit certain milestones, to them or their kids. We sponsor Grizzly Bear out in Russia. We sponsor koalas as well here. So it's kind of built and built and built, but it's quite fun to play on it. But again, it's all about this idea of having quite a playful brand. I think one of the key things here I'd say is that for those of you that run companies or work, or for every single one of you, like it's not work and life. Like work is life, whether you like it or not. You probably spend more time with your colleagues than you do with your partners and your children. So to that in mind, if you're not enjoying what you do, if your company culture does not suit your personal brand anyway, I kind of think you're probably in the wrong company.
Wow. Did you hear that? I want to go back to one of the things you said kind of in passing, that Bonjoro is a clearly B2B oriented company, but with perhaps a little bit of a B2C style and persona. I'm a big believer, and I've worked in advertising now going on 27, 30 years, something like that. Yeah, I understand that B2B has to do a little bit heavier lift when it comes to communicating specifications and stuff like that. And perhaps B2C can be a little bit more pure emotionally based. But for me, those are just colors on a palette. And yeah, maybe sometimes you use a little bit more corporate blue than Bonjoro B2C yellow, but that doesn't mean yellow is not on your palette. And what I love about you and Bonjoro is that you're bringing a lot of the delight of B2C to what could be a strict capitalizing on email and video to convert more leads. You know, you could have easily gone into that type of speak and copy, but you don't. I mean, yeah, you make that point, but you never descend into that hard sell, always be closing style of salesmanship. And I applaud you for that.
It's like, again, if you go that way, what we're trying to promote, the kind of ethos, doesn't align with that. I think you have to start, like, so with what we're saying here, connecting with customers, I think the ethos has to start with the customer and with the relationship and with the idea of having a little bit more fun and what, like, work and what you do, a bit more transparency. If you could do that, ultimately you close more because people like you more and they trust you more and everything else comes with that. So it's rather than going from the business side in, you're going from the relationship side in and then saying this actually works for your business anyway. But I think it's not just us. I think there's, you know, like I say, we're doing this. I think a lot of good brands are starting to do this. I think a lot more transparency is coming to the workplace. I think given the times that we live in at the moment, this is going to be forced. This hand will be forced more. You know, I think one of the things that I think find fascinating is the fact that some companies have found it quite hard to hand over control, the team going into work from home. And I'm like, look, like you hired them, like trust them. Like this is, you know, if you hired your people correctly, this is the time for them to shine. Like, you know, like obviously there's processes that need to be changed and there's learning to be done. But if you did your job right on the hiring front, which every company should do, and you have people who again, live and breathe your culture, your brand, then again, this is a great opportunity for that.
This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Culture Chicken Brand Egg. What's that? It's one of my most requested presentations, now available as in-person live or virtual online presentations. If you've got a group or association that loves presentations that inspire, inform, entertain, and get you going at the same time, we should talk. Head on over to dpknewton.com/speaking to download my full speaker media kit today. And let's start talking about how I can help you get your party started. A lot of forward-looking companies have already prepared their workforces for distributed work via the incredible tools that are out there. For example, I mean, I was a creative director about, 12, maybe even 15 years ago when bird flu first came out. And just because I was paying attention to it, I developed with my team a kind of structure where people could work from home at any time and communicate clearly the expectation level of what they could be doing. And we were all using Slack. We were all using Basecamp for file transfer and project management, you know, all that stuff. So it's been around a long, long time. Now people are being forced into understanding how it works. And I think it could, as you kind of alluded to, change the way that people approach other people. In that, via a tool like Bonjoro, you can do email, you can do email marketing, but you can do it in a very face-to-face way, no matter where you are, no matter when they open up that email. Can you just quickly talk us through how Bonjoro works?
Yeah, sure. So the core concept, I'll mention other tools that come out of it, but the core concept is sending personalized video messages to customers at certain points on the customer journey. And what we found is that if you stop for a minute and take the time to acknowledge customers and do this on video, it pays back in people responding a lot more. So kind of three times the kind of response rates, engagement rates, leading to conversions, etc. The way this works is that if you use a customer data source, let's say like a Salesforce or a HubSpot or a MailChimp, even something like a Shopify or a Patreon account, anything where you store your customer information, you plug Bonjour into that. And then depending on certain triggers, such as a new lead comes into your funnel, if you're on Patreon, maybe you get a new backer. If you're on Shopify, you have a new sale. These are what we call triggers. When these happen at certain points, we send information to Bonjour from your data source, and we notify you and say, hey, this is a great time to send Jenny a message. See, she signed up 2 days ago. She's done X and Y, but she hasn't done Z. And so we give this little notification, desktop or app. You can then pull it up. We give you all of Jenny's information. You can say, hey, Jenny, this is Matt here from the Bonjour team in Australia. So you signed up from Connecticut with Onesies R Us, whatever the company is. And I see that you've done X, Y, but you haven't done Z. Did you need a hand doing this last step? It's really important. If you want some help, just let us know. We're humans. You know, here I am. Hit reply. It'll come back to my inbox. That takes about a minute. We deliver it off, send it off, track it, everything else. So what you're doing here is at these points, you're, again, you're creating a video, but what you're really doing is stopping for a minute, or your team is stopping for a minute, acknowledging the customer, showing who the team is, saying welcome on board, saying thank you, and then asking them to go and take a next step. That's essentially the kind of crux of it. There's other tools in there that we now allow you to do screen recording and send out videos to lists of people as well if you want to use video in other ways. But the core ethos of the company is take a little bit more time with customers at certain stages on the funnel, do this in a scalable way, so don't spend more than a minute, and you will see much better conversions, much more engagement, and much more trust of customers and leads.
I was just looking at your website, and down at the bottom, you've got tweets from the wild. You know, it's literally people that are tagging Bonjour in their tweets, and you're obviously bringing them into your webpage. And one of them, and I'm going to butcher it because I'm paraphrasing it, was, I just signed up for Pat Flynn's Power of Podcasting course and received a message from Pat Flynn. They were so excited that Pat Flynn actually responded to the fact that I just signed up for his course with a personalized video to me. You could literally feel the excitement coming out of that tweet. And that's the type of human excitement and engagement that Bonjour is adding to what could be a very perfunctory transaction of email saying, we've received your sign up. Here's your password. Enjoy. All of a sudden, by adding Pat Flynn into the equation saying, hey, Samantha, thank you for signing up. I hope you'll get started as quickly as possible. If you have any questions, contact our customer care team. You know, we'll be helping you out as quickly as possible. What is the value of that coming directly from Pat Flynn? I'd say it's pretty damn valuable.
Like, Pat Flynn's a long-time user of us. We have a lot of other influences, but the point here is that you don't have to be Pat Flynn. So if Sally in customer service does this, or one of your sales teams, one of your aftercare team do this, honestly, it has 99% of the same impact. You don't have to be famous. When people get a message from anyone on your team, they're like, oh, wow, this is amazing. It is this feel-good thing where people feel good. Humans are social creatures. You know, it's very hard to fight 2 billion years of evolution. Yeah, you know, we're built to build relationships. We're built to try and trust people. And email, I saw the other day, I think you look at all the ways that humans evolved to communicate. You know, the first thing was facial expressions and noises, and then tone of voice came in, and then body language. And then the last thing we invented was writing. And it's the first thing we use when we go and communicate with customers. It just misses 90% of that human evolution. So if you get back to this part where you can see someone, okay, this is not quite as good as sitting down with the customer, but you need to have this to really trust someone. Yeah, like I feel like maybe you could have trusted people through email, you know, years gone past, but that's been, to be honest, ruined by bad actors, as many of these things do. It's very hard to fake video at the moment, so I don't think this isn't getting ruined just yet. I mean, even like you look at like, talk about influencers, like look at like Gary Vee, like love him or not. I find it fascinating watching how he will respond to people still today, personally on Twitter, like on a daily basis all the time. And he's a very busy man, but he does things, he'll do things to make sure that you know it's him. Like I saw one of his tweets the other day was something like, oh, I'm just on the way to the toilet, but here's the answer to your message. And so he says this, so you're like, this is actually him doing it. Like no one would say that if it wasn't actually them doing it. It's not someone tweeting on behalf of him. So again, like calling out his moments where you can check in. And people like Pat Flynn are very good at this. People like Gary are very good at this because they understand that if you make, you know, 1,000 one-to-one connections, that's going to build huge advocacy. And they always kind of come back to this point of, you know, if you have 1,000 super fans, you have a great company. But again, you don't have to be famous. Anyone who does this, anyone who takes time to connect in a world where we're not doing it that much, where most businesses are not doing it, like, trust me, people will get the warm and fuzzy side of it. They'll love it. They'll trust you more, and they'll be surprised and delighted.
Hey, nonfiction branders, did you know I wrote a book? Well, I did, and it's called Rotoma, the ROI of Social Media Top of Mind. I wrote it with my colleague Spencer X. Smith, and it's all about Rotoma, an acronym that means Return on Top of Mind Awareness. Bestselling author and NYU Stern School of Business professor Scott Galloway called it a book that starches the fluff from social media and helps managers allocate capital and find the unicorn among unicorns, ROI. And Chief Content Officer at Marketing Profs, Ann Handley, said, "This isn't just a practical way to think about the return on social media. It's also a spot-on, accurate way to reframe your social efforts." Check out all the 5-star reviews on Amazon by searching Rotoma, R-O-T-O-M-A. Pick up your copy today and start building your personal, professional, and small business brand the Rotoma way. I want to talk numbers just for a second, because when I was talking to Casey about having you come on the podcast, he kind of walked me through his past career in the United States working for startups. And, you know, so he was used to conversion rates that were in the single digits. And I believe he talked to you or one of your teammates about, so a typical Bonjoro video, how many opens, or, you know, whatever the measure is, how do you compare to a typical email in terms of engagement?
So bear in mind, we have a very vast user base and different use cases. Our average open rates are still around about 70%. Our response
rate. That's 70%.
Yeah, 70. And that's an average. So a lot of customers will get 95%. Average response rates are, again, these are averages, but about 3 times what you would get with any other system that you're using, I would suggest. So not just email, online chat as well.
That's just huge because, you know, again, I've been in advertising long enough to remember when a 3% rate for direct mail was, you know, you'd be in the direct mail hall of fame. It's just, are you kidding me? 70%? That's incredible. But again, if someone goes out of their way to create a video, especially for you, and you understand that, are you not going to click through and see what it is, especially if it's someone that you have some connection to? I could see you not doing it if it's a strictly cold email, because I would worry about, I personally would worry about, is it going to download a virus or something like that? But if it's coming from someone that I know because we connected at a conference, or I signed up for their course, or I asked for more information, I'm going to open it. And then when I see it's them, the delight starts happening. I mean, that's what I see, and I've alluded to it already, or I mentioned it already, how Bonjoro is bringing kind of the B2C delight, the emotional delight of B2C advertising, good B2C advertising and marketing, to B2B conversations. And that's kind of what I'm really excited about.
Again, like, I'll add 2 caveats here. The more things I say, we don't do cold. Bonjoro surprisingly actually does work. So it can work for cold. I've seen it work best in places like charities, so places where they actually are doing a good thing anyway. That said, with everything, the difference between us and a mass email campaign is it does take time. So we ask you to invest some time. Now, this is in a couple of ways. I mentioned the one-to-one thing. We also allow you to send single messages out to groups. We don't do mass sending, but we do have a system as well where people say, look, you know, if we have 200 leads coming in a day, and we say, okay, well, so here's what you do. With that, maybe select out your 20 best leads, do the one-to-one to them, and then maybe the other ones, you can still do a what I would call a timely message. So it's not as personal, but personalization works 2 ways. So personalization is, one is saying the customer's name, researching them, talking about them. The flip side to that is actually inviting them into your world. So if you have lower quality leads, let's say, you can still do message and say, hey, it's Tuesday morning here in Colorado. I'm out on my balcony. Here are the birds. You know, so this is my life. My kids are running past me, but look, trying to say, welcome on board today. And if you have any questions, I'm the head of customer service. You can let me know. Now, that is not exactly personal, it's not individual, but it's very obviously shot on that day for someone who signed up on that day. So it's not quite as good, but next level, it still gets a lot of delight. And it's still obviously, look, this person has stopped today, recognize I've signed up today, and they're taking me into their life. And then you get the whole reciprocation thing. So I think there's different levels of delights here. The point is, it will still take it. We will still ask you for some time input into this. But conversely, because it converts and gets response rates so much higher, my advice is that every customer is worth a minute of your time. And if they're not worth a minute, then your funnel's probably broken.
Where can people go to get kind of a overview of what Bonjoro is all about?
The best thing I would suggest is to sign up, because if you do, you will receive one from one of my teams somewhere in the world. If you sign up, so it's about 6:30 in the morning here. I start quite early. If you sign up around about 7 a.m. Australia, you will get it. You might get one from me. So I will still do a few every single morning. So I think that, again, the best thing here is that you'll see it in action, see how you feel when it happens. And if that makes sense to you, then go and test it, try it. It's all free to use if you want to try that.
Yeah, well, I think you're absolutely right, because once you do, as you say, you'll experience that delight. And again, if you're watching the live stream, I've got Bonjoro.com open on screen, and Bonjoro is spelled Bonjoro.com. If you go to the pricing page, you can see right there that bar left module is $0 for newbies and light users, free forever, 50 videos per month. If you did 50 personalized videos a month, you would get, I guarantee you, tremendous value out of this free account. So you don't have an excuse. You got to check it out. So head over to Bonjoro.com and sign up for a free trial. And then you can see the plans in front of you as well. You've got various tiers, just like any other service. And if you find this incredibly valuable, you'll be upping to the pro account pretty darn fast, I'm guessing. We're going to wrap up this episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast, but Matt's back with me again next week. So Matt, if people wanted to connect with you personally, is there any place that they can do that?
Yeah, like reach out to me on LinkedIn. So if you type in Papa Bear, I think there's about three or four of us. I'm the guy in the bear suit. So hit me up. If you like some advice, I will always reply in person. I had a lot of help getting where I am, so I do like to pass it on where possible.
Well, there you go. You can get the free account, and then you can get a direct channel to the man himself. So again, thank you so much, Matthew Barnett of Bonjoro, for joining me on this episode. And if you're listening to this, also check out next week's episode, because we're going to continue on right after this. For the Nonfiction Brand Podcast, I'm DP Knutton. And he is
Matt Barnett, Papa Bear, at Bonjoro.
And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.